This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
What were your impressions of the NBA opening night? Is it too late to make our NBA Finals predictions, or is it too early to do that?
Well, I think that the Celtics stole opening night. 29 threes, goodness sakes. It's amazing they took almost 60, right? This is a crazy statistic, but they do it better than anybody else. It took more threes in the preseason than any other team. Second was the Bulls. So Celtics stole opening night on the court. In terms of the most sentimental story, it was LeBron and Bronny. Sorry, Chicago, but that was heartwarming. That was so cool to see them checking into the game together. Joel Embiid being out for the Sixers, yeah, that was on brand. So a lot of things that we thought would happen did. Glad the NBA is back. Going to look forward to the Bulls and Pelicans tonight, right here on The Score. The Pelicans could be without Zion Williamson. The finals predictions, well, no shock here. The Bulls will not be part of those predictions. I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs. That's not exactly shocking either. I think it's going to be Nuggets and Knicks. Nuggets and Knicks. And I think Denver is winning again. And the Eastern Conference will beat up on each other. And the Celtics, I just don't want to pick the Celtics, even though this is their last dance as well. They're going to break up the team after this. They could do all the things. And we're going to have Joe Mazzulla comments to look at, dissect all season long. But I think Knicks and Thibs get to the finals. And it's going to be New York and Denver and Nugs over Knicks.
Well, I can't get on board with the LeBron-Bronny thing. If Bronny James stays up, then fine. He played 3 minutes. They did that early. They got it out of the way. He missed the shots that he took. If he goes right to the G League after this, then it's an embarrassment. It really is. It's all show and no go, that story. So I don't agree with that. Wow, 29 made three-pointers. That's pretty good. We were talking about yesterday with the Bulls, right? And I made up, 50, the number they're walking in on that whiteboard. We need 50 three-point attempts tonight. Wouldn't it be great if we walked in here tomorrow and the Bulls made 25 threes? How much fun would that be? I will take your space, David. I will go chalkity, chalk, chalk, chalk. And the Celtics are going to be your Eastern Conference Finals champion. And I think they're going to take on the Thunder, team the Bulls open up against at the United Center on Saturday night. And I think the X factor, former Bull, Alex Caruso.
Of course.
Yeah, I wish I had the guts to take OKC over the Celtics, because that would be a bold move that I would like to make. I do not have those kind of cojones. I am taking the Celtics for the simple reason, it's twofold for me. Number one, they got 11 players back from a team that won the championship, including Porzingis, who wasn't available in the championship series, right? So I think they're going to be better. I also, and I know this is going to sound silly, but I feel like that the combination of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are both feeling somewhat slighted about the U.S. gold medal performance. One guy not on the team, the other guy not playing much on the team. So I think that they're going to want to be at their best, and they're going to want to double down.
We'll show America.
And I think that their chances to repeat are excellent. I do, however, love the Nuggets pick. I think the Nuggets are going to be back. I think they're going to be a very dangerous team, and come playoff time, I would not want to have to play them. I think they'll be better than they were a year ago, and I think they're a very dangerous team to begin with, and I love the Joker. But I'm going with with the Celtics over OKC.
All right. I like that pick.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.